Now, the rest of the story. Matt McCloskey and his wife had flown into town for a friend's wedding, and their first night, the couple were awakened in their hotel room by a sound in the darkness, a faint noise that seemed to be coming from one of the closets. Hearts pounding, and yet not wishing to surprise a possibly armed intruder, the two clasped hands in bed and waited until the hotel room door opened, sending a streak of light on the floor from the corridor. A moment later, the door closed. The couple were alone once more. Matt fumbled for the chain on the nightstand lamp and leaped from bed. And as his wife, stunned, sat up clutching the bedsheet about her breast, Matt ran to lock the outer door, then dashed to the closet. His fear was confirmed. His wife's jewelry. All of it. Every bit of it. More than $50,000 worth of jewelry. Gone. Hotel security was summoned. Matt explained that the jewelry had been stashed inobtrusively in a red velvet case in the pocket of a coat. Either the thief had discovered it by luck, or he was a professional who had somehow known where to look and what to look for and when to look for it. Had there been any other robberies that evening in the hotel? Matt asked the security officer. The answer was no. But this is the rest of the story. Now, I told you that Matt and his wife were in town for a wedding. They were staying in a hotel. The bride's mother was staying with the groom's family in a private residence, not in a hotel. And yet that same night, from the room where she slept, in a private residence, the bride's mother had her jewelry stolen. Well, the thief not only had known about the wedding, he or she had access to inside information. He or she had known when wedding guests were arriving and where they were staying and what sort of valuables they were likely to be carrying, and thus were sown the seeds of a scandal. For the family then realized that the thief most surely was an employee of the groom's mother, her chauffeur, an ex-convict who happened to be one of the best-known jewel thieves in the country. But now, wait a minute. The real scandal was not just that she had hired a jewel thief as a chauffeur. The real scandal was that the jewel thief chauffeur, René Zierier, was also carrying on a rather shocking liaison with the eccentric mother of the groom. And so, protected by his influential employer, Zierier was neither arrested nor even questioned, and the missing jewelry was never seen again. In the newspapers of the day, this wedding, of which you have just learned, this wedding was described as a fairy tale affair, the epitome of glamour and dignity, a picture of romantic perfection. And yet now you know the unpublished tale behind the fairy tale, a tale of stolen jewelry and royal intrigue and indiscretion, which paralleled the marriage of Rainier the Prince and Grace the Princess of the Principality of Monaco. Because now you know the rest of the story.